This is a Global Original podcast.
Steve Allen's Little Bit Extra.
Morning, everybody. Welcome along. It's Pinch and a Punch, first day of the month, and no returns. We're still not too sure what it means, but anyway, it doesn't matter, does it? It's Friday the 1st of May. You are very welcome. And this could be the day that we hear good news. I think we've already heard a little bit of good news about the unlocking down. I think you're still going to have to wear a mask. I think you're still going to have to do social distancing. But I mean, heck, who cares about that? As long as we can get out there, get out to the garden centre. Zora Suleiman thinks they're going to be packed solid because people are all of a sudden going to be rushing out. I said, you think so? She said, oh, yes. Because being queue are open, and I don't see queues rushing around there. Although a Burger King opened somewhere the other day, the queue went round the block. People queuing to get a Burger King. Who are these sad fat people? Sorry, they're not fat. They're not fat. They're just sort of unevenly distributed weight. Anyway, on the show today, good news. Kate Garraway says husband Derek is still with us, but is facing that battle with coronavirus as she joins the clap for carers. And so, I mean, it must be a nightmarish time for Kate and the family as well. So they're there. You know, he's still there. He's clinging on. He's in a coma. So we're very hopeful, very hopeful. We need extra prayers. Gigi Hadid confirms she's expecting her first child. That'll kill a modelling career, won't it? With Zayn Malik, we're very excited and happy. Yeah, whatever. I mean, to be honest with you, none of these people are married. It's like, you know, children must be delighted. You know, oh, look, there's our parents, not married. Katie Price reunites with her children, Princess and Junior. To be honest with you, I don't know why. It's a posed picture. I mean, they are a most peculiar family, and that's about the best you can say about them. So Princess and Junior have been isolating, and now they're going with their mother, who doesn't appear to have been isolating. She went out with a boyfriend shopping the other day. I would have thought, you know, that would be way high risk. And surprise, 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 surprise. Victoria Beckham reverses her decision to furlough 30 fashion staff, saying the welfare of my team means everything to me. Yeah, that's why you didn't... I mean, she was looking for 150,000 quid. She's worth... Well, Dave is probably worth most of it because her business has never made any money. 335 million. The company confirmed today. She didn't say anything. The company's spokesman said that they were no longer seeing taxpayer assistance. You know why? Because the country have turned against the Beckhams. They really have, you know, in such a big way. It's a case of you cannot, I don't care who you are, you know, whether you're the royal family or anybody else like that, in the midst of something as serious as this pandemic, actually go out there and start splashing cash around and go, oh, we can do this. And then going, oh, we're not going to pay for the staff, actually. The staff for the failed business. The business which has never made any money at all. You know, Ricky Gervais has gone to the Beckhams, and we all know about Piers Morgan. But so she hasn't reversed her decision. Somebody on the board has said, listen, your business is going to close if you're not careful. Because when this all comes back again, people are going to lay into you like they're laying in at the moment. And so she's abandoned plans. Funny she left it this late. So in other words, somebody had to sort of say to her, cough up the money. For £150,000, you could probably save your business. Otherwise, say goodbye to everything. Because it was always a vanity business. It was never a business that was designed to make money. Well, it certainly isn't, is it? Amanda Holden reveals self-isolation has boosted her sex life. Oh, dear. I don't want talking like that, do we, really? I mean, I wouldn't like to think that all the people in self-isolation are having sex. But I bet you anything, there is going to be one hell of a child explosion after this. You watch, 9 months down the line, there's going to be kids all over the place. Rod Stewart returns to Essex home after isolating in Florida. What on earth are you doing? I thought you were supposed to stay in one place. And then he goes out. So his sons Alistair and Aidan, as well as Rod's daughter, model wife Penny Lancaster. I wonder what it must be like when your dad's Rod Stewart. I think that must be the oddest thing ever, doesn't it? You know, the kids come home from school and they go, we brought some friends back. And the kids go, your dad's Rod Stewart. They go, yeah, I know, embarrassing, isn't it? Also, today, Prince Harry's battle with himself. They say, as friends say, the Duke of Sussex misses his military roles. Where'd they get that lot of old cobblers from? I've got no idea. He can't believe his life has been turned upside down, but he's moved to America. And Richard Kay says the army was the perfect fit. Well, he'd never had a job. He doesn't have to do anything. He wasn't bright at school, so there was no chance he was going to be, you know, somebody in commerce or business. So, in fact, he had to go into the army. But because he's Prince Harry, he gets moved up the ladder quite quickly. But and he says that he's missing his military life. Well, you jacked it in, mate. Nobody forced you to do it. All this cobblers about, oh, you know, the press and all the rest of it. Where are they moving to, by the way? Have you heard this? They're moving to a gated estate in Florida, which is known for famous people and the paparazzi. How stupid do you have to be? I'm sorry, we didn't think you liked the paparazzi, dear. Quite clearly, you do. I mean, this gated estate, there's paparazzi outside it every day. Dick Van Dyke lives down there. I think Britney Spears lives on this gated estate. So it's full of lots of... And so they've decided to go and mix there. I mean, you'd have thought, actually, they might have had half a brain cell between the two of them, but obviously not. Ashley Simpson and husband Evan Ross are expecting their second child together. That's very nice. Unfortunately, I have no idea who they are, which doesn't really help, actually. She could be anybody, really. She says, "We are pregnant." Oh, that's a clever one. We are pregnant. Ant McPartlin joins his girlfriend, Anne-Marie Corbett. Why don't they just call her Anne? I'm sick to death of these so-called chavvy double-barreled names. In clapping for the NHS. Very nice. And they were sort of, yeah, well, anyway, whatever. He's already had to cough up £31 million for Lisa. But, I mean, for goodness sake, I mean, she was there through thick and thin. Why shouldn't she get £31 million? It still leaves him with loads of money, believe you me. He ain't going to be going broke anytime soon. Plus, the EastEnders bosses having crisis talks over how to deal with coronavirus filming issues when the production recommences in June. So they're trying to work out how they're going to film with these restrictions still in place, because they are going to run out. They're running out of episodes. And also, will they be dealing with the coronavirus? Probably not. Probably not, because, I mean, by the law of averages, somebody in Albert Square should be dead by now of coronavirus. It's as simple as that. So what's going to happen? Gawd knows. I do know that a lot of the stars are coming back to do their shows in the studios because the bosses have said it sounds ridiculous. Putting somebody up on a screen is just absolutely not working. We've all seen the disaster that was the Steph show. We've seen the disaster that is Joel Dommett's lame show. We've seen Have I Got News For You again. Again, they don't have audiences. It doesn't work because the audiences can make up nearly half of the show just by the clapping and the laughter. When there's nobody there, they need to add extra material into the shows. We'll wait and see. Wait and see. Tributes paid to the Game of Thrones star, BJ Hogg, after his death at the age of 65. Do you know, these people are way too young. Way, way too young. He was born in Lisbon in Northern Ireland. Oh, goodness me. Way too young. Way too young. Also, it kind of sort of strikes a chord with me because I always think... 65, I'm 66. Who's that with Colonel Tom? It's Terry Wogan, because Colonel Tom, years and years ago, appeared on Blankety Blank. It was a long time ago. A long time ago. So he obviously has a bit of an ego at the same time. He must do. You don't go on Blankety Blank, do you? And he looked very smart. Who was on the panel? Roy Kinnear, Beryl Reed, Patrick Moore, Freddie Starr, and, as I say, all dead. All dead now, but very very interesting to see him on there. Bless his. I bet he's even forgotten about it. Adele's makeup artist teaches the star's comeback as he reveals exciting news coming soon. This is Michael Ashton, and he shared a snap of the hitmaker doing her makeup in the mirror, which is good. These people can't. I mean, I was looking at Question Time last night, and Fiona Bruce looks like she's been dragged through a hedge backwards. She can't get her hair right. Must drive her absolutely mad, because they all have to go on there, put their own makeup on, do their own hair. I wouldn't do it. Simon Cowell's been given permission to revamp his London mansion with an outdoor pool, extended sunroom and state-of-the-art security, because somebody went into the house, didn't they? Somebody carried his old home, £1 million raid. But it's a lovely house he's got. I mean, it really is a lovely house. The sort of house you would drive past and go, I wonder what that looks like inside. The answer is it probably looks absolutely fantastic. So he's going to have three new vehicle gates and a pergola, plus a glazed conservation lantern roof. I think I know what that is, but he's updating the lighting and everything else. He's also owned properties in, apart from London, Beverly Hills, Miami and Barbados. So it's a 15-metre pool. 15-metre, that's a nearly Olympic standards, isn't it, really? Bless his heart. Why shouldn't he have it? Goodness sake, he works for it. James Blunt gives thanks to the NHS workers after his father Charles's kidney transplant. He said he's much happier. We love James Blunt. We love James Blunt. He actually deals with trolls in a really good way. He just winds them up because they're too thick to realise. As I say, somebody wrote the other day, can you believe this? This is how stupid some people are, a real thicko. If I could remember his name, I'd tell you. They had Phil Vickery at home and he made Kentucky Fried Chicken, or Phil Vickery's version of Kentucky Fried Chicken. And then in the studio, he said, I'll send it to you. So they got a bike, you know, like one of these motorcycle couriers, and they sent in a bucket of this chicken, which they devoured when it got to the studio. But mind you, by that time, they'd been drinking wine and everything else, which was fantastic. And some poor little Tinkerbells decided to write it disgusting, you know, in these days of doing. And you think to yourself, I'm sorry, that's somebody's job, couriering. They're all by themselves. They just pick up something and they take it somewhere. And then I saw a picture of the bloke who complained. Looked like a right little Wally. Right little Wally. He stupidly put his picture up on there. He looked like a bit duh. You know, to write something like, I mean, probably the same person who wrote the other week complaining bitterly about the fact that Eamon and Ruth were sitting next to each other without realising, because he was a bit thick, that they're married. Seriously, I mean, you worry about these people. But don't worry, because when all this is over, we're going to be pointing the finger and laughing at them. Really, absolutely. We had one years ago now, I can't remember what his name was, actually. Doesn't matter. And he used to work on the door of pubs. He was sort of like, you know, Neanderthal. You can't come in, you've got sandals on, and all that kind of stuff. And then, luckily, he's disappeared. So, God knows where he's gone to. Finally, he's probably realised the error of his ways and the fact that nobody cares. After about 2 years, you know, you must say, you've got to be a bit thick if you've been writing in and then sort of thinking people are going to read this trash. Nobody cares. And that's what's so worrying for them. They have to find somebody. So they probably write to the police as well. I didn't see one single policeman on the street today. Rochelle Humes jokes she can't wait to stop playing teacher to her daughters and said she'll be living in a sports bra and joggers for the foreseeable future. Lovely. Jessie J and on-off boyfriend Channing Tatum confirmed they're back together. So they go off on a motorcycle thing. It's amazing how many people... We were going back yesterday from here. I was in the car and we were chatting away about how many cars were in the road. Can you believe that coming in from West London on the Hammersmith flyover, there was a traffic jam? A traffic jam at about 12, 15 minutes past seven yesterday morning. A traffic jam. I ask. I mean, seriously, I remember thinking, I'm sorry. You know, 3 weeks ago, no traffic on the road at all. Now it's practically back to normal. Really bad. The winner takes it all. ABBA triumph over Oasis and One Direction on the list of bands fans most want to see reunited. Well, put it this way, you're never going to see One Direction reunited because Zayn Malik's going nowhere near them. Oasis, who gives a stuff about the silly warring brothers? Nobody cares. Only 28% of people wanted Oasis. 18% wanted One Direction. Because, as I say, Harry's very sick. Why would he want to go back? He's going to be like the Victoria Beckham. You know, because she doesn't want to go back with the Spice Girls. And who else is on the list? Boyzone, 13%. 12% wanted the Smiths to get back together again. 12% wanted Destiny's Child. 12% wanted Crowded House. Only 11% wanted the Sugar Babes. And 11% wanted No Doubt, whoever they are. You know, why would you want to see somebody back together again when you've never heard of them in the first place? But ABBA, 40% of people, then Oasis. As I say, who wants to see that pair of numbskulls? Also, Love Island could be axed. Fantastic. That's a brilliant idea, isn't it? Ooh, all those girls who've been having all their fake tans and the fake hair stuck on their heads and sort of trying to get themselves into their little bikinis and have their waxings and all the rest of it. Thank God we don't put up that bunch of drearies. Also, Love Island's Rebecca Gormley by nature, discusses a rekindled romance. These people live in fantasy worlds, don't they? They really do. You know, oh, we weren't actually, you know, having, you know, she's actually a model. You only have to look at her to realise she's not the sort of model you're associated with. Put it this way, she ain't in the Kate Moss category. She's say, do you want to get your tits out? You know, that'll be the sort of model she is. And he's the body repair specialist. Unfortunately, that's cars, dear. Little bit naff. And, you know, kind of sums him up, really. But let's sort of just dispense with them. The, you know, the least number of so-called, you know, old tarts, and that's the blokes, we see appearing on television trying to drum up a little bit of interest in their deadbeat careers, the happier I will be. Much, much happier. Steve, Britain's Got Talent's exclusive here. This one, which came in only a short while ago. Amanda Holden says the live finals would take place in the autumn because they can't do the show without the live audience. And that's what all the executives are saying. More and more people are coming from work. Philip Schofield said the other day, and he loves going into work. He said, otherwise, I'm staring at the walls. He said, it's keeping me sane. And exactly the same for me and loads of other people in radio. Loads. Somebody wrote to me the other day and said, what you're doing? I mean, I don't know which planet they were educated on. Planet Simple, I thought. And I thought, well, there's loads of people who are sort of coming from radio studios. Loads of people. Why not? we're sort of way up there at the top of the list as government approved. Oh yes, we are an essential service. What do they call it? Essential service. What do we call ourselves? We are key workers. I've got a piece of paper that says I am a key worker. Because somebody wrote in and went, why are you a key worker? Because I'm on the radio, dreary. What do you think? They're so stupid, some people. Oprah Winfrey forced to change her own linens during lockdown and finds herself struggling to get a duvet inside a cover. So easy. You know what you need, Oprah? You should have asked me. Clothes pegs. OK, so you open up the duvet cover, you put the thing in, you clip on either side and then just shake it out and it's done in seconds. You can buy duvet clips, but you don't need them. Clothes pegs, much cheaper. Duncan Bannertime escapes the extended UK lockdown after furloughing 2,500 staff to jet back to his luxurious villa in Portugal. I was looking at the list of people who actually could be losing their jobs with British Airways. It's quite a lot of people, actually, mainly at the top end of the market, which is not good. From Love Island, somebody called Zara McDermott. Well, I'm assuming, I mean, I don't know, what sort of pose is this, dear? Is this the I'm so beautiful? But in fact, really, you're just sort of, you look like somebody who hasn't eaten for ages and ages, who's taken a picture. I mean, what sort of people do you think you want to appeal to? I mean, wouldn't it be better if you sort of made some effort to sort of try and be an intelligent person, as opposed to just getting your boobs out? It's very tacky. Georgia Steele breaks her silence on her split from Callum Izzard. Again, another one. People going out in the middle of winter. And people go, who are they? And you go, oh, it's probably some old bint from Love Island or something. It can't be anybody else. Who else could it be? Couldn't be from anybody else. Oh, look, Christine McGuinness. Oh, God. Goes makeup-free. Her first solo outing in 6 weeks. So she left her abode. I mean, as I say, we know she's an attention. Her and Rebecca Vardy, though, out of the same Christmas cracker, I suspect. Holly Willoughby shares a snap of her parents, Linda and Brian, on their wedding day. They mark their 43rd anniversary. So her mum, Linda's 71. She's 39, actually. I don't know how old her dad is. But she's marked them as lovebirds. Well, she's an absolute credit. Absolutely. Her mum looks amazing. If she's 71, I want to know what she's having. Trolling isn't going to make me wake up straight. Bobby Norris. Oh, he was in a right old mare the other day. Poor old Bobby. Can't find anybody to go out. You know why? You know, he just needs to kind of butch up a little bit. You know, he's a bit of a drip. They had an old thing the other day with him and Gemma. And he was going out with... Who was the other one, the only gay in the village from Towie? Got a clothes shop. I think he's related to Amy Childs. But I can't remember his name. Because they started going out together. You know, the match made in hell by the look of it. And it turns out that the other one, he's got a clothes shop, I think. But to be honest with you, I don't know what sort of clothes he's selling. But I can't quite work out. What was his name? So, oh, God, you must find it. Amy Childs' gay cousin. Can't be difficult to find. Can't be difficult to find. He's definitely very well known. Not found him? No. There you go, Harry Durbridge. Announces his engagement, you know, and so the only way is out of Essex for gay Harry. And he's well gel of his cousin Amy Childs. To be honest with you, he was more drippy than you could ever imagine. I mean, he really was drippy. And so they started going out together, and Bobby Cole Norris, who we don't know what he does for a living. Nobody's too sure, actually. Just sort of swishes around all over the place. But he was the one. They went out together, and then it turned out that Harry Durbridge apparently had been off with an ex. Which, of course, was hilarious, because Bobby was like going like, I can't believe it. I can't believe it. Why are you not tell me nothing? He goes to Gemma, who is obviously the original hanging around with the gays. And he took a social media break after he faced homophobic abuse. So he's currently in a relationship with boyfriend Matt. So that's lovely, isn't it? Poor old Matt. And as I say, what he does from here, God alone knows. Nobody cares, I don't think. Little Mix celebrate a huge payday. They earned $11.2 million from the success of their sellout tours. Now, is that what they earned? So they shared... Ah, wait a minute. The latest accounts showed the quartet shared $4.6 million last year. So the tour gross $11.2 million... But they shared 4.6 million out of, what are the four of them? Five of them? One, two, three, four of them. So they'll end up with about a million each. Not a lot for that much work, is it? Not a lot. And then presumably the outfits have got to be paid for. Mind you, there was a funny thing in the paper the other day, wasn't there? They were saying Girls Aloud might get back together. I thought, well, hopefully not with Sarah Harding. Holly Willoughby and Pip Schofield. Here we go. I've got the fried chicken. Wine, cheese and fried chicken at 10 a.m. on this morning. And I have to be honest, you know, and then people are writing in, what on earth's going on? Why are they drinking at that time of the morning? You think, why don't you go and stick your head in a bucket? What's it going to do with you? You know, somebody says here, somebody called Michelle Johnson, Phil and Holly drinking at 10 a.m. morning. What could possibly go wrong? What do people write in about that? And various other people have sort of, you know, sort of jumped on the bandwagon, you know, mainly complaining about Phil Vickery sending the chicken in on a bike. What do you think he was going to do? Make it fly? Ridiculous, aren't they? And Caprice. Oh, God, I thought she'd finished, actually, and gone away. But no, she's come back. But this time she's donated £250,000 of her own money to a domestic abuse charity after a support group received 2,000 calls in 3 weeks during lockdown. So she's given £250,000. God knows where she made that sort of money. That's an awful lot, isn't it? But the charity, 2,000 calls in the first 3 weeks. But it's, again, it's a photo opportunity for Caprice. So it's cheap publicity, but for a good cause, a very good cause. And they have a phone number. This is, I think it's for the Metropolitan Police, hashtag Stay Home Save Lives, which is 0808 2000 247. 0808 2000 247. And they offer mental health support and counselling to help women who have encountered domestic abuse, especially during this lockdown. 0808 2000 247. Have a great weekend, all of you. I don't know what the weather's going to be like. I've got no idea. No idea at all. But I'm sure something nice will turn up. You look after yourselves. And let's keep our fingers crossed for more openings, shall we? That'd be quite nice. Have a safe weekend. I'll be back with you tomorrow morning, Saturday morning. And that'll be between 5 and 7 with 2 hours of the best of Steve Allen. And then back with you Sunday morning for Steve Allen's Sunday special. And that's where we have a good old gander through the newspapers. Look after yourselves, everybody. Be nice to each other. Stay safe.
If you enjoyed this podcast, listen to Steve Allen live from 4 a.m. Monday to Friday and Sunday from 5 a.m.